CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Bidwell. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, know your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. We don't have any echo links, so first on our list is K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. Next, we'd like to welcome W4SCM, and he brings on Miss Isla N4IEI. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he's in Ponte Gorda, Florida. Next, we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY, in Piedmont. Next on the list is Pat, K4OSH, in Malden. Next, we'd like to welcome Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Tony, N4AM4JFK, and they make the home in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM. Then we'd like to welcome Leroy, KA5WLL. Next on the list is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW. And last on our pre-net check-ins is K4OIM. That's Mr. Walton Inman. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. So now we'll move over to the RF portion. And tonight being Sunday night, before we do that, I'd like to stop and pause and wish all of our mothers a happy Mother's Day. I meant to do that at the start of the net, but forgive me. I know for any listening, I'd like to wish you a happy Mother's Day, and I hope you had a wonderful day and got to enjoy it with your family. With that said, we'll start with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4 DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HKX, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you, everybody on the net.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this group in. First, there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome our net control manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he makes his home down in Greer. And Dave, I hope you and the other Dave, KP2HXS, got to see the Northern Lights last night. The wife and I went out, but we didn't have any luck at it. And next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, and that's another Dave over in Easley, and appreciate y'all checking in with me. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, We'll move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry and Keller. Did not get to see them. I saw Facebook photos, though, for some other places up here. Other than that, we'll be negative day tonight, Patrick. Good to hear you.
I would like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. And Harry, yeah, I didn't get to see nothing. The sky was bright, and I took a picture of it, and still no color, just it was bright. But, oh well, maybe we'll get another chance at it sometime, but you never know. But thanks for checking in with me tonight, and I do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we're going to move up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negatives. And 73s for each one of you.
We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by over here and checking in with us. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Must be Sunday night. It's great to hear you on the net. It's great to be here on Mama's Day. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a bit. And I hope everyone has a good night and every mama had a good day. 7-3.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JVQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, in the Make the Home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comments, so I will be back around shortly. And with that, we're going to move up to Mike Tupapa. Mike Tupapa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. KQ4NHB, Danny in Greenville. Would you please sign me in? Appreciate you calling the net. 73 to everybody out there.
I would like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, down there in Greenville. Danny, thank you for stopping by tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike Tupapa, Mike Tupapa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, and we'll assume we got the first pass in. And we'll move up to Quebec 2 Tango. Quebec 2 Tango, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll mean Nana and Nana.
HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Jamie over in Tigerville at KQ4SBW.
Give me your call one more time.
KQ4SBW. Bravo, Whiskey.
Jamie, KQ4SBW, in down there in Tigerville. Thank you for stopping by tonight, Jamie. I do appreciate that. Also like to welcome Mr. Chris OG down there in Liberty. And Chris, I was waiting a minute to give your partner to see if he was coming in there tonight. He may be in here in a minute. But we're going to pause here and catch an Echo Link station. Echo Link station only. Echo Link station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Patrick, all on the net. No traffic in the rack queue.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, you're sounding good coming in on Echo Link as usual. I do appreciate you always stopping by. Look forward to seeing when yours pops up over there. I do appreciate that. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move on up to Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Union, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
KO4HKX. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in southern Greenville County. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. And Greg, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HK. With that pause, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, everyone on the net. Please check in. KQ4QHV. Kilo. Quebec. 4. Quebec. Hotel. Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down there in Pendleton. Thanks for stopping by tonight, Nick. I do appreciate that. And got your call sign that time. That was the way I needed to hear it anyway. I do appreciate that, because that one would be a tough one for me. So thank you for stopping by tonight, sir, and being patient with us. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HK.
KX. This is KB2GUN, Bill at Mills River, and I'll be in and out this evening.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KB2GUN, and he's up here at Mills River. And Bill, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate it. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you. Thank you for calling by tonight, sir. And as long as we can get them, we're going to keep trying. We'll try again. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for this time in the net. And this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops between rag chews. And tonight we only have Mr. Larry on the stump, so KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, hello there, Patrick. Really good to be here. Thank you for being there. It's a marvelous day today. I'll tell you why. But before I get rolling, I wanted to ask, how was your day? Is your wife a mama? Is your mama still living? Tell me all about it. KK4JBQ.
My wife is a mother. My son is with her now. He took her out for the day after church, and they're doing their thing. And no, my mom passed a little over 3 years ago, so still getting used to that idea of not being around on Mother's Day. But I still got the wonderful memories.
While we can while we can still keep them, let's keep having them. If you celebrated with your mama today, those who are listening feel very privileged to still have her, and I hope you made her day a wonderful thing in a special way that a son or a daughter can do. My mama, had she lived, would have been 95 back in February, and she passed on some years ago, but she left a sister that I speak with quite often. And she was born 5 years later, so she's 90. And I'm proud to have her. So I call her on Mother's Day, and we had a jumping good time. We talked about sports. We talked about her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. And oh my gracious, it was just lots of fun. We used to live in the same mill village back when I was growing up. And she still lives in the mill village. And they've improved their house about this and that. She still likes basketball. They have a little court out back of the house. They've, in some renovation in some years in the past, they built a small, you know, shooting court, probably about a half court length and stuff like that. And all the kids in the neighborhood played. It was just... as it usually is, it was fun to talk with her today. She is so spry, and she is so witty, and she's a fireball. What can I say? I had a great time with her. KK4JPK.
That's good that you still got an aunt around that can tell you about your mom growing up and help you with those family members and things like that. I've still got... two aunts and two uncles on my mom's side, so I still have some of that myself, but it's always fun to get with them and hear stories.
Stories are, well, my mama didn't pass along a lot of stories about her growing up. I wish I had more, but she lost her mom when she was about 12, and there were a lot of younger ones. And so my mom was the oldest girl, and she raised the rest. She was a surrogate mom for them. I suppose I'm fortunate that she didn't get all burnt out with all those kids. And my grandfather on that side remarried, and so there were two families, so to speak. And my mom was... she was there right on up till the time she and my dad eloped and ran off. It was her way of getting away from everything, I think. I don't know. But she had nine children to look after. And some of them babies, the second family babies. And it was tough, and I don't wonder that she doesn't talk about it, or she didn't talk about it much. Sorry she didn't get over that. You know, mothers and daughters, mothers and sons should be able to talk to one another about anything. I mean, who else are you going to talk to? My dad was always working, so, you know. Mama was the big ear in the family, and she had the best things to say, and she has the tightest hug. I can only remember a few times when my dad hugged me, you know. And some of them because he fell into dementia and could barely recognize who I was later. And the last hug we had is the one I remember the most. He had come into a moment of clarity and realized who I was, and he just walked right up to me and gave me the biggest hug there ever was. When things like that come into your life, you remember the best, the very best that life had to offer in those moments. I remember those same moments with my mama. And now I still have my aunt. Her name is Pauline. And she is so much like my mom. She's so open and she's so lively and still goes out on the court and shoots hoops. How about that? KK4JBQ.
And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, that's impressive. At 90 years old, she still goes out there and shoots hoops at all. I hope I can get around that well at 90 years old. At least make it out to the court. But that's impressive. And the last hug of your dad, that's a big memory there, I'd have to say. To get on that subject, the last Mother's Day I got to spend with my mom, I have a picture of it hanging on the wall where we went out to eat and took some pictures with her, and so that's the picture I have hanging on the wall.
Yeah, pictures are marvelous things. My mother was not one to take many pictures, unfortunately. She got enamored with Polaroid, with the instant Polaroid cameras. That's before it became so easy to take a picture, so easy to carry around a good camera. One of the most famous, often used phrases I hear from photographers is that maybe they're, you know, a professional photographer, and they're asked many times, what's the best camera? Just like we're asked, what's the best radio? Well, with a camera, at least, it's the one you have with you. Now, that makes sense, don't it? The best camera is the one that you have with you. And practically, well, most civilized nations in the world today have millions of cameras around. Everybody's carrying one. Well, and they're quite good. Photographically speaking, they're quite good. So you can take pictures of everything, and I would encourage people to do just that. Get yourself a big old hard drive and archive the things. You'll want to pour through them someday. I do this frequently. I took pictures of, when I had to carry a camera, and it was something like, you know, carrying a load of bricks. I kept one with me. And still have some pictures going back, you know, 30 years, 35 years. And that takes you into places you'll never go again and people you won't see again and stuff like that. Pictures are marvelous things. But, I don't know. As I said before, I hope everybody had an opportunity and took it to be with their mama today, if they're still here. You'll only ever have the one, truly speaking. And I had a good one. I really did. And now, my Aunt Bug, her name is Pauline, and we call her Bug for some reason. It was a name that caught on before I was born. My Aunt Bug she's such a firecracker. I mean to tell you, she's such a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm careful about what I say to her. That is to say, I don't bring up subjects that could be, a controversy or anything that would be lead us into places, dark places, you know, like that. That's only considerate, right? So we just had the best hour and a half. I didn't think it'd be that long. But it was just before 9 o'clock, just before 9 o'clock that I excused myself from the phone. I could have carried on. And I know she, I don't know. I could talk with her on and on. I'll just leave it at that. We just have such a good time together. And she tells me things about my mama when she was growing up and such. She was the next girl, you see. So they were close sisters, and that's just a unique perspective that she had that my mama never spoke about, and I just feel so fortunate, really, to have her. I talk with her from time to time, and always on her birthday. She was born April 1st, and Aunt Bug was born. She says I'm an April Fool. I try to get her. It's just a joke, of course. She doesn't take it for anything. Everybody's got a birthday, I should think. And hers was just unique in that way. We have a little fun with it every year. Anyhow, Patrick, it's great to talk with you. We're into the second half hour. I'm awfully proud that you're there and are willing to give some of your time every Sunday to bring us all together. It's fine, and I'll just sit back here and listen to the rest. I don't know. I feel fortunate today. KK4, JPQ.
Reminisce a little bit. It's a good for the soul to do that, and do appreciate you always coming by and being willing to help out with the net and help us to get to the bottom of the hour sometimes, like these short nets, to give more people an opportunity to get in. So with that, Larry, I do appreciate your effort in the nets also. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm mobile in front of, what high school is that? Greer High School. And coming back from Lake Lyman, where I caught the biggest tree bass you'll ever see. And lost my plug on the first cast and caught one perch about as big as your middle finger, and that's about it. But I sure had a good time and had a wonderful meal over there on the lake tonight with the daughter for Mother's Day. This is N0TR.
KQ4AKE, any difference on this radio mounted microphone?
It's about, I ain't been here long, I'll say it. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu engine, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, but also, got a question for you there, so I'll be here listening for right and ask your question.
Yes, hopefully you check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey 5, W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring. I'll be negative and negative.
Over HKX. Patrick, miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS. Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. And our son, Anthony. KI4DGY. He's down from Charlotte visiting his mom for Mother's Day. Just checked us in and out tonight, Patrick. And good evening and happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there in Radio Land.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Elise are both well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net down there tonight, Patrick. Thank you for checking in over on our net. And hope you and Miss Elise have a great week coming up. Great to hear you all self down that way. No traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, negative and negative.
Paul's here, and we'll welcome this fine group in. First area, that's Mr. Tom, mobile down there on his way back home. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful evening with your daughter. And Miss Bernice, happy Mother's Day to you.
of Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down there in Table Rock. And Andy, I got you down for a question afterwards. And I wasn't sure what that was either, Andy. I've heard some people on here doing some red earlier today, and I think they're on this frequency, but they can't hear this frequency. So I don't know what's going on with it. But next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, over there in Middle Springs. And Colin, good to hear you tonight. But your audio was awful low. It's not your normal audio. I don't know if you got a different microphone or not, Colin. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and his son, Anthony, KI4DGY. And they make their home over there in Easley. And Miss Joy, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And I hope Miss Beverly had a wonderful Mother's Day also. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, N4HHC, down there in Taylor's. And Warren, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. And with that, Andy, I'm going to try one more time, see if we got any check-ins, and then I'll be right up there to you. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. If you would check in WW4 Juliet Echo Tango, that's Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango, or JET Matthew up here in Northern Pickens County. Good evening. No traffic for the net tonight.
Welcome, Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And hope you had a good week flying around this past week. I hadn't got to talk to you since earlier in the week. And I hope your wife had a lovely Mother's Day also. And with that, we'll step back up here to Mr. Andy, KI4LZI. Please call KO4HKX with your question.
KO4LZI, odds are your equipment's rather new. And that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have any old gear that dates back from back prior to 01 or 2000? Because, and I know you're doing the tools thing, you ride around Greenville, around places here, and you never know when this weather's going to approach, but the current Skywarn frequency is 147.135 with a digital tone. A digital tone of 311. And as I found out with this makeshift ray I'm using here right now from 1993, even if it had a good memory battery, it won't do a digital tone. And I was just curious to know if all your gear will accommodate that.
I'm gonna believe most of mine will. I'm gonna have to check and see about my Kenwood I got in the tool truck, the 710, or maybe Dave, if he's still listening, he can answer that question. I hadn't looked into it yet, but I did notice that they changed the repeater frequency yesterday, I think is when that went into effect. And for those, again, that's 147.135, and it's got a digital tone of 300, I believe it was.
Hearing 311, 311, but most of my stuff, but my main ones, like I say, over the diode issue, and I'm having to use this backup one, but it'll do analog tones even when it's got a good memory battery, but it won't do that digital tone. And everybody's got to keep that in mind as I brought that up to barely a week and a half ago, something time about that. You better have a fairly new radio to do that digital 311 tone. It's not like just an analog tone. It's digital. And if it's too old, it won't do it. That's really all I had. I know you do a lot of driving around here during the day and the week, you know, you never know about the weather, and you need to be able to kind of keep that in mind. Back to you, KI4LCI.
And I did look it up right quick while you were talking there. It is DCS of 311. And again, for anybody wanting to know, the 145.470 machine is now 147.135 with a DCS tone of 311. That is the new Skywarn repeater for this area as of yesterday. So you might want to do some checking on your radios if you get to looking around, if you monitor the weather on there. And I do. If bad storms look like they're rolling in, I flip over there and monitor that. So I'm going to have to make that change in my radio just for everybody's information. Do you have anything else, sir?
Kid, I know what you do for a living, and you're out all the time, and just wanted to be sure you had that up digital ability. KI4LCI, back to you.
Well, thanks for bringing that to everyone's attention. And again, if you missed that, you can look it up on the club's Facebook page under the club's call sign. If you just put it in, you can look that up. It's posted on there. So with that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, this is KQ4ALD, Paul and Flat Rock.
Your call one more time, please, sir.
Yes, sir. It's KQ4ALD, Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Lima.
I do appreciate that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, KQ4ALD, and he's over there in Hendersonville. Paul, you're sounding good into the repeater, and thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Do appreciate that. So with that, have I missed anyone else for comments or check-ins?
Recheck. Patrick, W4DJW.
Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Louis, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Sorry for the late check-in.
Be right back to you. Let me recognize Lloyd here. KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, don't worry about being late. You're in, until the nets close, you're on time. But I do appreciate you stopping by. But go ahead, Dave, W4DJW.
Yeah, Patrick, just letting you know, your 710 will do a DCS tone, a digital tone. And it's the when you press the tone button, which is the third button from the left, the first button's key, the second button is F for function, and the third button is tone. When you punch through it, the one after CT is DCS, and the one after that turns it off, and the one after that's just a plain old PL tone. So you can cycle through all three different types that way. And to select which one you want, you hit the function key. It's the one to the left of tone. And then you hit tone, and you can select the one that you want from there. So it's real easy to set up. And I did switch over to that. I got that same message. I switched over and listened this morning for about 3 hours. I didn't hear a peep on it. So I don't know if they're fully switched over yet or if just nobody was talking on it. But anyway, that's all I know about it, Patrick. KO4HKX, W4DJW, back to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I appreciate that. I was pretty sure it was, but I hadn't drug the manual out to look and see yet or tried messing around with it. So. But I'll have to bring it home, and I may swap it out for the other one here and program all the new stuff in, some of the changes I need to make anyway. So be a good time to do it. But thanks for bringing that information to me. I do appreciate it. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. All the way through the alphabet.
KO4OLK.
4OLK. Can I get a name and location, please, sir?
4OLK. This is Stephen. I'm in Greer. I do have a question. Some of you guys were looking for the Northern Lights yesterday. Did you have any luck?
I did not have any luck. I don't know if Dave and Dave did or not. I don't know if Dave's still around or not.
I'm still here, Patrick. We went up on Highway 101 almost to Highway 417 and pulled over to the side of the road and waited till past 11. And we took pictures of the northern sky with our phone And it's set on 3-second delay, so it would leave the exposure on so it could capture as much light as possible. And all we could see to the north was complete cloud coverage. So they may have been there, but all we could see was clouds because there was clouds all over it. That's all we got. W4DJW back to net.
And we've only had reports, some people seeing a little bit, very slightly over towards Traveler's Rest. We haven't been able to see anything here either.
North of you, up in Penrose, I live in Transylvania County, just across the state line, and I had no luck. The sky was awful bright, and it was mostly clear up this way, but still no northern light.
The report, I was just kind of curious if you've actually seen them. The news is making a big deal of it, but nobody's actually had a good, clear view of them yet.
Pictures of people taking over toward Pickens and 6 Mile, and I got some friends that live down that way. Seen some awful beautiful pictures of it from over that way. But nothing right here that I have seen with my own eyes. But, you know, God's good with with his paintbrush, so maybe he'll come by this way again.
It's supposed to be a level 5 storm today, tonight, so we might see something if we look.
Anything else I can do for you tonight, Stephen?
I was just curious. I listened to you guys trying to lead each other in to make your rendezvous and wondered what happened. I appreciate the report. You guys have a great night. 7-3s.
With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HK.
KX, KI4, DOS, recheck.
All right. KI4, DOS, go ahead with your recheck.
KX and Annette, KI4, DOS. Patrick, in case some of the newer hams don't know, you can also, Andy was talking about the 145.47 machine changing frequencies and being sky-worn. I don't know if the new hams know about 162.550 up on Ferris Mountain. That's a NOAA weather reporting station. They can also tune that in on their 2-meter radios. It's 162.550. And a lot of the times the folks on the Skywarn repeater on the K908 machine will rebroadcast everything that the guy on the 162.550 says. Now, they don't give updates on, where the hail is and if it's, bad weather in specific areas like the Skywarn net does. But this is not a net, it's just a broadcast station, and just thought some of the new hams might want to know about that.
I appreciate you bringing that information to us. I did not realize that the NOAA weather station repeater was on Ferris Mountain. That's good to know. I do flip over and listen to it. It has some very wide coverage. So do appreciate you bringing that information to our attention. And I hope you and Miss Joy had a great day today.
Both the boys came. Anthony has just left here a few minutes ago. Headed back to Charlotte, and Stephen came over, and they didn't bring their wives. I don't know why, Anthony's wife stayed in Charlotte with her mother, and Heidi, I don't know what she did. Her mother passed away just about 3 or 4 years ago, and so she might not have been a real happy camper at this point in time. We enjoyed our visit with the boys and had a good Mother's Day. She had a good Mother's Day, and I had a good visit with everybody. But other than that, I just thought I'd bring that in for some of the new hams that hadn't been in the hobby long that might not know about that and know that they could tune that frequency in on their 2-meter radios. But other than that, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a real good net going. And hopefully you might get 1 or 2 more before you close it out. You and Miss Elise have a wonderful evening. We'll say 73 for now. KO4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
Secretary. Thanks for bringing that information to us, and I'm glad you and Miss Joy and the boys had a good day today. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX.
X. Came in here right there on the tail end of you and Gary in the RAG 2 portion there. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Lost track of time as usual. No comments, no traffic tonight, Patrick. Sounded good. Appreciate you calling the net for us. 73, my friend, and everyone on the net.
I'd like to welcome one of our Saturday night net controllers, AK4HR. That's Mike. And I'm assuming you're down there in Simpsonville tonight, Mike. I do appreciate that. You coming by, getting the numbers up on my net. One more. Everyone helps, so I do appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you on down the log. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Cool. In and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu, Benson and Marshall. Thank you for calling the net, and 73 to everybody on this fine Mother's Day Sunday.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Benson, KQ4HLZ, over there in Marshall, North Carolina. And Benson, you sounding good coming in from Marshall, and good to hear you again. I hadn't heard you check in on the net in a while, but I do appreciate it, and I hope you and the missus have had a wonderful day also. With that, we'll try one more time. As long as I can keep getting them, we'll keep trying. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for tonight. And I invite you to come by tomorrow night as Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the Monday Night Net. He would love to have you come by and check in with him and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. But give me just a moment, and I will send my net report and return shortly. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.